welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, we'll have Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, on in just a moment. I want to go over some of the latest things. Believe it or not, it's up to the 21st dump from WikiLeaks. We have Project Veritas. We have Mr. O'Keefe. The number of things in fraud, in fact, when people say the election's not crazy, I think there's 1.8 million people who registered to vote that have been dead, some of them as long as the 1940s, and they've voted in multiple elections. We have voter fraud occurring all over the place. Just looking at Drudge, just some of the top stories. Dead cast ballots in Chicago, from the grave in Philly, voter flipping in Maryland, one district in Texas, where you'd walk in and do a total vote just for Republicans, and then literally before the person leaves the voting machine, it goes flips and flips it over to Democrat. Election fraud in Florida, fake registration in Virginia. There's fraud everywhere. And, the fact is, though, the predictive analysis, this is kind of interesting. When you look at engagement using all the social media and so on, it makes it very clear that the Trump should be the one that wins. I mean, he's a change agent. If you look at all his policies, and we can run through a few of those. Firstly, for the Obamacare, he's going to repeal it. He's going to block granting to the states to have Medicare to take care of the people who can't afford buy insurance. He'll make it affordable for other people. I believe he needs to also start what's called a public option, which is my plan. Have this so that people want to have private insurance, they can. Concierge insurance, but allow it to be affordable by being competitive. You have to start looking at the idea of getting rid of malpractice and moving to mediation. You have to get rid of state licensure so people can be licensed across the whole country and travel anywhere they want or work anywhere. You want a system where you can give the option, if you set up a plan where you have a value-added tax and you hire and set up clinics, that you have a full team. A team means you have surgeons, internists, obstetricians, psychologists, etc., and you pay them a salary based on outcomes, based on years of experience, training, new innovation, etc. If you do that, you're going to have a system that actually is affordable and everybody gets health care and nobody gets denied. That can be parallel with a public system where you still have the public system. I think one of the problems, though, if you just tried to put in a public system like the single payer, like Canada, was not controlling the costs of hospitals. When I was doing internal medicine at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center 19 years ago, did a locum, took over four general internists, not one, four practices for 1 year. I was paid $60 an hour without benefits, and this is crazy, and worked a lot of times right through the night. And the average person in the ICU was between $35,000 and $60,000 per day, depending on what was going on. That's not reasonable. The hospital corporations, the big insurance carriers, and the big lawyers, in some states like in Oregon, there really is no cap on how much. You can literally sue for more than two or three times the lifetime earnings of a physician. And what that does is drive up the cost of health care to the point where the average person can't afford it because they're paying. Wonderful. Matthew, welcome back to the program. What topics do you want to cover today? Because we're now moving down to, I think, 10 days to Election Day, E-Day. And the AI system I was looking at this morning, developed by this very smart Indian gentleman that takes in 20 million data points, is predicting Trump. There's other professors that are doing the same thing, predicting Trump. LA Times is Trump's two points up. There's a lot of scamming going on in terms of the election fraud, which is primarily on the side to actually tilt the election toward Hillary. She's the most boring, anemic, low-energy person. It's just amazing. And now she's so untrustworthy. I can't believe that people would want to vote for this kind of person to wake up in the morning and have Hillary Clinton in the office. And she's a warmonger. I mean, she's got so many things against her. And, you know, Trump has his issues in the past, like a hot mic and with Benny Bush in that trailer. But to be honest with you, Trump is a good man. He's got a good family. He's a good businessman. And he's literally sacrificed hundreds of millions of his own dollars and his reputation to actually do something for America. I think if we don't get Trump in there, as Pat Buchanan said, we're going to have a hell of a presidency and there's going to be a lot of revolt. And it may not be we call violent revolt, but it'll be geopolitical revolt. It'll be in lack of cooperation. It's most likely that the Senate and Congress will still be Republican. So even if she does get in there, she's going to accomplish nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Matt?
My my view is that Hillary, of course, honestly, at this point, my view is that Hillary Clinton is just a useful idiot in the same category as Angela Merkel.
And Tony Blair? Is Tony Blair in the same category, too? Because he's another useful idiot, isn't he?
I think there's a lot of these. I don't know about Tony Blair. Maybe I'll have to look more into his own character. But Hillary Clinton, I think, is, in fact, in the same category as Angela Merkel.
Uh-huh.
I think that my view is also that George Bush was in the same category.
Right.
And that the same people who were behind George Bush Jr.
Right.
are also behind Hillary Clinton, and that they are essentially pushing the exact same agenda as we had under Bush, which is surveillance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is to have mass surveillance and to have warrantless arrests, to have, in general, a total virtual rescinding of our constitutional rights. This is what's going on under Clinton, I think. But I think Clinton herself has demonstrated she's not the one behind it. She is. I think she believes she has more power than she really does. I think she's being manipulated by her aides and by whoever it is that is in this, what she called. Here's something else I forgot to mention, is that you'll notice in the last debate, Hillary Clinton said that the information about the Russians, the supposed evidence that the Russians were behind this
WikiLeaks hacks, yeah.
Yes. That evidence was actually, she said, from an intelligence agency, from 17 different intelligence agencies. Well, the U.S. only has 16 intelligence agencies.
And most of them are domestic, too, are they?
Most of them are domestic, most of which are only concerned with domestic issues, like the DEA or energy intelligence. So the question is, what did she mean by that? I think what she critically meant is that there was a 17th intelligence agency, and this 17th intelligence agency is a secret one. It's not one that we are allowed to know about. That this is actually what she was hinting at.
Right. In other words, the intelligence agencies, in a sense, probably decades ago, have done a coup d'etat, and we actually have an overall impression that we have an operational democracy, when, in fact,
yes.
there's a cryptocracy or corrupt. But underlying that is the intelligence agencies are really running everything.
Well, I think what happened here, in my own observation, I think there's been already a lot of, I wouldn't say coup d'etat, but I'd say there's been a lot of interference in the government.
Yeah.
By the CIA, for example. For a long time, I think that since at least the administration of maybe Kennedy, the U.S. government really has three branches, and not the ones we think of, right? Not the legislative, executive, and judicial,
yeah.
but the CIA, the Pentagon, and the president, where you have the president has a certain power vested in him, but then you also have, I would say, a virtually equal amount of power vested in the intelligence network, particularly the CIA/NSA, at least in the older days, that was the case. What I think we have happening now is since around 2015, I don't think Obama is in power anymore. I think Obama has been virtually unseated by this 17th intelligence agency, which has developed since then, which I think is also international. I think that it involves infiltration of European intelligence agencies, probably the Israeli Mossad, etc. These different groups are now all on board with this international...
A super agency.
With this international American agenda of what formerly might have been called the NSA. The NSA or the CIA.
Right.
What I think they are now is that this is what's really behind Hillary Clinton. Now, what else is interesting about this...
Yeah, by the way, Hillary and Bill are CIA agents and have been for over 25 years. But you're right. The super agency idea is a very bright one because that explains a whole lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what's really going on here. That since around, I would say since around early to mid 2015, the reason why I think Obama seems to be so inept in dealing with things like ISIS is partly because he's giving into the pressure of his own party and officials in Europe and so forth. But I think partly because he's no longer really in power himself. The president has now lost yet more of his power at the hands of this secret intelligence network. And I think it's been manipulating a lot of people like Hillary Clinton or useful idiots for a long time now. And I think including foreign leaders like Merkel. I think this is the people who have been steering Merkel in the direction of multiculturalism and mass immigration. And I think that they are intending to use Hillary Clinton for the same purpose.
Now, it's obvious that data is...
I honestly don't believe any more of the conspiracy theories about Clinton being so evil or whatever. I think she's an idiot, and that the evil is behind her, but she doesn't even know what's going on entirely. I think she's aware that there's an intelligence agency that's really in power. But I think that she is, like Merkel, a delusional and foolish person. And this, I think, is the best explanation for her behavior in Libya. Her belief that a democratic revolution, not followed up by any kind of significant policing or invasion, would somehow restore order and bring about democracy in Libya. That is the same kind of delusional thinking you see with Merkel, believing that these immigrants, these refugees, can come in the millions and completely assimilate. It's the same sort of thinking. Now, I think that, that there's somebody behind her.
Do you think this might tie in with the crazy policies, like trying to set up a no-fly zone when they can't do it, which is basically neocon, and it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, right? It's the same craziness. It's like, and even Putin comes out and says, "Are you kidding me?" You know, and you know, to be honest with you,
there's conjoined issues. Ruthless.
Oh yeah, she's ruthless.
I think that she's ruthless, but she's also stupid, and she doesn't know. She doesn't have. She's blind to real cause and effect, I think.
Right.
And she's the kind of person who puts her ideology before cause and effect. She thinks that
you saw that when she's trying to defend even late-term abortions, which no rational politician that has sense would. When 93% of even first and second-term abortionists don't support abortion rates at the moment of delivery, so you're right.
I think she's more of a
policy wonk that will do it even to the detriment of her own election. Now, of course, these emails, I think we're up to the 21st email dump. And I wanted to get your opinion, Matt, on some of these dumps and what they mean, because it's my prediction that if they can deal with a lot of the election fraud that's happening all over the place, Trump's going to become president. But the worldwide system, and again, you're right, he's not in with the NSA slash globalist trans, you know, because basically information is king. And you're right, the NSA and whatever it's become or melded with all these other intelligence agencies is running the world. It's data that runs the world, isn't it? Data. The first one of these dumps is the globalist insider, Michael Froman.
I think the evidence in the emails shows that her own staff and her own campaign were well aware of her. Her lack of insight and her foolishness.
Lack of judgment. Well, even Bernie Sanders pointed that out. She didn't have the judgment to even cover up her tracks properly. And her own staff knew that and were freaking out, and there were people coming in as outside consultants.
Yeah.
Let me get your opinion on this.
Hillary Clinton is not just an evil person. It's not that simple. She's a foolish person, and she's being puppeteered by an evil person.
There's a certain amount of collaborative evil, but that you're right. I think it's secondary. Let me run through these, Matt, first, and I want to get your opinion on just some of the top ones.
I think she's actually just a stupid person. I think she believes in the stuff.
Oh, yeah, she believes in it, but...
By left-wing academics nowadays. Things like, democratic revolution and some of this extreme feminism.
Right.
I think that she's fallen for all of that.
But Matt, can I run through some of these WikiLeaks and just get your opinion on it. I'm just going to run through a bunch of them because there's so many. I'm just going to hit the top ones. Michael Froman, Citibank executive running Obama's transition team, pushed for hiring minorities, mainly Middle Eastern Muslims, and specifically mentioned not to hire Christians. By the way, Christians are only 0.46% of the Hiraj, or the migration into America and Europe. Number two, Clinton's team shielded Obama by not releasing Hillary's email exchanges with him. So the Obama tried to cover this up. Obama had claimed he didn't know about the private server until the press found out, and that was a lie. Number three, discussion of Clinton's secret paid speeches to Wall Street, sensitive to their impact on Sanders supporters, but decided to cancel a speech before Morgan Stanley, and Hillary was furious because she wanted the money. In other words, she's greedy, but she puts it ahead even of her political future because she knew she was going to be running for president. You don't make your foundation look stupid, which even people in her own organization told her. I mean, obviously she lacks judgment. She discussed wanting open borders in North America, and this is a really biggie. And I want to get your opinion on this because she did the speech before this Bank of Brazil at a Morgan Stanley hearing and got $225,000, and basically stated that she wanted to have open borders and a Western, alliance where basically there's no such thing as nation states anymore, which is directly opposite. Now, this information, if it had come out about her thinking, it was a gold standard for the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships. Bernie Sanders would probably be the candidate because he had more flair. He hit the same issues as Donald Trump, but a completely socialist kind of set of solutions. But the fact is that Hillary has she's got no personality. She has no plan. It's just amazing to me that she's the candidate, and she's such a, if you want to call it, a dark horse. I don't see how she possibly thinks she's going to...
As I explained, I think it's because Hillary Clinton has been furthered by this 17th intelligence agency because she's a stupid person. You see, they don't want Bernie Sanders because he's got... he's got his head on his shoulders.
Well, he's a doctor. You can tell he's not demented. He doesn't have a personality disorder where he puts policy stupidly ahead of working out problems. You can see that
I think Sanders is more realistic and critical in his thinking than Hillary Clinton is. I think that she's more delusional.
I think
that's
you're
what
right.
they want.
They want somebody like George Bush Jr., who's an idiot.
Or even more, like Angela Merkel. They want...
Right.
What Hillary Clinton is, the American miracle. You have to understand, first of all, here, that when you talk about open borders...
Yeah, Harley says the same thing on Wednesday.
It's very simple. It's very simple to understand the dynamic here. And that is, often I look at mythology to understand the dynamic of negative and positive... The way that evil enters into the society of human beings, or the way it enters into the world, the kind of gateway of evil, has often been symbolized as a naive girl or woman. In particular, look at the symbolic myth of the Rape of Persephone, where you have Hades from the underworld, or Satan, coming up from his lair and snatching off this young girl, the daughter of spring. Now, what this symbolizes here is, I think, what we've been seeing in the past century, particularly since the 1950s and 60s in our Western society, is that there's been a kind of feminization of the mass of people, and in a negative way. But there's good qualities of feminine thinking. But one of the negative qualities is irrationality and suggestibility. This is, I think, what predominates in a lot of these hippie and new age type people and social justice type people that have unrealistic beliefs.
And political correctness type people, etc.
Yes, exactly.
That's a very good point.
Justice.
We'll be back in a moment. We're going to break. We'll be right back, Matthew.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Analysis is very, very useful. It's easy to kind of just put a label that she's just evil. And of course, for our perspective, we can see her evil, but really, in a sense, she's lacks perspective. She's stupid. She's she's a product of the same reason why she has a majority of educated. Let me finish my statement, though. Educated women in America who agree with her, and you were going to develop the background to explain who she is and why she's got this appeal. Basically, you said she's
Because the majority of educated women in America, what that means is the majority, what that really means is the majority of young, naive college-age women, or just getting out of college, were the product not of reality or of insight, but of naive, slavish devotion to this cult, which has developed since the 1960s, which we refer to as hippies and feminists and social justice warriors and so forth. And Hillary Clinton herself, just look at her earlier days, the photographs of her from the time when she met Bill, the things she was involved in, is a flower child herself and a naive, very foolish, childish person who I think is still doggedly pursuing nonsensical and impossible so-called solutions to our problem. She's right. Somebody who believes in multiculturalism, borderless societies, a false kind of feminism that seeks to assert women as authoritarian figures as opposed to taking advantage of their actual strengths. This is a general problem throughout this modern society. And what this is, I mean, I've heard some references to the Whore of Babylon. Well, it's not as nasty as it sounds. What the Whore of Babylon actually is a passive, naive Persephone who is raped away or carried away or seduced by the devil, right? Or Hades.
Right.
What Hillary Clinton represents is a passive, naive evil. Not the active kind of evil.
Well,
like
but see, that's the more, easily infiltrating evil is the type of evil that she presents, is what you're saying.
It's the evil of stupidity. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. A naivety. The naivety, in other
naivety.
Words. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, even then, it's not that people are necessarily intellectually stupid. They can be, like, for instance, Merkel has a degree in chemistry. She's able to be intellectually proficient. Clinton, same thing, a lawyer, but she's unrealistic in her thinking, and she puts her ideology or her beliefs before real cause and effect. Just look at Libya as an example. What
right.
this means is that she's also got a very weak self-image, very weak ego, very, very manipulable as a result on the basis of her shallow level of self-esteem. So basically, she is so afraid of failure that she needs to be constantly reassured by her sycophant. This easily allows people like Abedin or whoever else to manipulate her by massaging her ego, while she simultaneously believes that people who are her own allies or potential allies are bad, because, like Putin, for example, because she sees them as part of the evil patriarchy that's behind the problems in our society, or nationalism, right? The reason she doesn't like Putin is because Putin, in her stupid eyes, is a nationalist and a patriarch and a macho man. She's literally, I'm convinced at this point, Clinton is just a useful idiot who is being fed all sorts of very childish superstitions about world history and
right.
believes them wholeheartedly, just like Merkel does. And that she actually, I think, has, just like Merkel, a hatred of any kind of nationalism.
I think you're correct. And she covers that up when she wants to manipulate people, like she did with Bernie Sanders supporters and the public now, when in fact, this is not where she really stands on the issues, and she's an ideologue that will do it in spite of it harming herself and her future.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In just a moment, just running through some of the summary of the email leaks. We talked about the Obama and transition team trying to hire Middle Eastern Muslims, not Christians. Number two, Clinton's team shielding Obama by not releasing the emails. Number three, Clinton's secret paid speeches to Wall Street, their impact on Sanders supporters, but they decided not to cancel the speech before Morgan Stanley, and Hillary was furious because she wanted the money. Number four, Hillary discussing open borders. Again, this is a really big one. The fact is, this is what she is. I mean, she's an ideologue. And despite the fact when these ideologue things come out, it causes incredible damage. But she hides it. She's a liar. Number five, in a speech with Goldman BlackRock, February 4th, 2014, Carrick pointed out Clinton admitted to the kind of far removed from the middle class struggles. And why would you talk like that? And then number six, numerous examples of collusion with the mainstream media. Number seven, demeaning Catholics and evangelicals. emails where Clinton has accused Trump of praising Putin, calling the Russian leader engaging and a very interesting conversationalist. I mean, this is, again, fits in with what Matthew's saying about her her emotional and ideologue position related to, but you know, a patriarch of Russia, Mr. Putin, who's basically could be a good ally, but instead we're doing policies that could actually bring us to a position of war. Are you there, Matt?
Yeah, my phone just died there for a second. But the what Putin is, to Clinton, Putin just represents what she delusionally believes is the evil in the world, or what is holding back our progress. No, and I think she believes the propaganda of people like George Soros, that Putin is misogynistic or anti-gay or whatever. Because Russia, of course, is a democratic country, and as a result, the average Russian, who is rather conservative, is not exactly friendly to gays or feminists. This is not Putin himself. This is called democracy, where a population of a country votes for their own policies as a majority rules.
Right.
That's the same way it is in the U.S. You know, you want to complain about democracy, go ahead and become a dictator, but don't call Putin an evil patriarch or whatever. It's simply not the case. Putin himself is not a dictator. If he were a dictator, maybe he'd be doing what Clinton wants to do, which is to force us all to accept massive immigration from the Middle East.
Yeah, she's actually more of the characteristics in a passive way of being a nascent dictator than Putin, isn't she?
Well, I think she's passive evil. When I say that, I mean that she is a fool who believes she's doing the right thing, and that she's not the source of the evil itself, and she's not consciously evil. She's just stupid. She's a useful idiot. But she is a raging lunatic, right? She is somebody who is very mean, who yells at her subordinates, who's very unhappy and nasty. But I think that's because she is somebody with a very low self-worth, a very fragile ego, which has to constantly be restored by being massaged by sycophants. And that's why she's surrounded by all these. Look at these emails. Her own staff virtually call her exactly what I'm calling her. Her own staff describe her as somebody who has bad judgment, who's foolish, somebody who's out of touch with reality, basically. And I think that's exactly what she
is. That's kind of amazing, isn't it? Podesta's emails show this year after year of multiple people in her administration, their sycophants, saying exactly what you're saying right now.
Yes, and what this means, in my opinion, is that the reason Clinton is being pushed so hard by the media is because the media is not controlled by the Clinton campaign. They are certainly being influenced by it.
Absolutely. I agree.
But I think what's going on here is that the media is in collusion with this intelligence agency who's manipulating the whole thing. I think that the real person in control of this country is, first of all, not Clinton and not a woman. I think the person in control of this country and this intelligence agency is an extremely cynical and psychopathic man, and that he's also the person behind Angela Merkel and behind ISIS.
Right, but this is above George Soros. We're not talking about George Soros as a mastermind here.
No, like, I think Soros is also an idiot. I think Soros is in the same category as Clinton.
He's another
Soros,
ideologue.
I believe.
He's also
a delusional child.
Right.
Just because, he himself is a Jew, and he's made statements to the effect that the reason why Muslims hate us is because we aren't nice enough to them. He believes the reason why Palestinians blow up Jews is because they aren't nice enough to them.
The reason they blow you up
is because you're in their land. It's just like the reason why Native Americans killed Americans when they settled here, because you just took over their land. It's as simple as that. It's nothing to do with being nice to them or not. But he's too stupid to see that. Just like how Clinton is too stupid to see that Libya would not become a democracy overnight by being toppled. It simply doesn't work that way. But I think Soros and Clinton are both useful idiots. Soros is just a rich useful idiot. Soros is, in my opinion, to this evil intelligence agency, what Tom Cruise is to Scientology. You see? Basically, he's just a rich person who's been duped into giving him his money.
That's a really good analogy.
He's a rich idiot who's been duped into giving them his money. The only reason why Soros is even on the map is because he's a rich sponsor of this stuff, and he believes he's doing it for totally different reasons than he really is. He's too dumb to even see the causes and effects involved.
Yeah.
So Soros is just a moron, in my opinion. Clinton, I think, is also just a moron. Miracle is a moron. George Bush was a moron. And I think who's really manipulating behind the scenes has been pulling the strings of all these people and is extremely evil and very cynical. And I think they're probably based, unfortunately enough, in this country, probably in New York City, or in Washington, D.C., or both. And that this intelligence network, I think, is, when I say behind ISIS, I mean behind the funding of ISIS, right? Because Clinton was stupid enough to believe, I think she actually believes, she was funding the rebels, right? You'll see some of these other morons, like, on the same plane, denying that we ever assisted ISIS with weaponry. Like John McCain, similar. John McCain's also an idiot, in my opinion.
Oh, of course he is.
He also believes that, I think he's a very childish, very naive, obedient, and slavish person who doesn't think for himself. And he's being manipulated by the same people. I think Lindsey Graham, same thing, he's also an idiot. Lindsey Graham blusters a lot and talks about how he wants to attack Russia. But I think when you get down to it, Lindsey Graham is just full of it, and he's just trying to compensate for how much of a pussy he is. Excuse the language. But I think he's trying to compensate for what a little shrimp he is by blustering and being macho. In reality, the guy
Lavrov has said exactly what you're saying just a few days ago, actually, on RT, Russian TV. And he was actually saying it in English, too.
Yeah, he doesn't know. In reality, the guy doesn't know his own arse from his elbow, as they say. he's childish, he's delusional, and he's unrealistic, extremely unrealistic. Just listen to what he says about his strategy for retaliating against Russia, essentially to start World War III. He's just an irresponsible fool. You can watch a video on YouTube of him berating Ashton Carter and Joseph Dunford as if he knows better than they do. And I think he demonstrates, again, he's in the same category as Clinton. He's probably gay, so he's got the same feminine mentality. And, I mean, the guy's never been married before, and he's more feminine than Clinton herself. So what am I supposed to think about him? But, I think our government is packed full of these very childish, stupid, pampered people who live in ivory towers that don't know anything about reality and don't even have the insight to maybe even guess how things really work, and that they're being manipulated by somebody who's got an evil agenda and is taking advantage of them.
Yeah, and it's far more intelligent, but far more evil. And
intelligent, but evil. Somebody who is a saturnine psychopath with the mentality of, where they actually identify with evil and their self-image is based on how evil and cunning and outsmarting they are, as opposed to anything positive.
And by the way, it's not just the bankers, like we talk about the Rothschilds, the bankers. I believe that even the bankers and the Vatican, these are all useful idiots that are being manipulated at a higher level.
Yeah, a lot of, like the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, I think a lot of them are useful idiots, for example. Now, their ancestors might have been like this, right? Their ancestors, their founding bankers, like Meyer Amschel or J.D. Rockefeller, might have been psychopaths. But the average Rockefeller is, yet again, a pampered, childish, and stupid person. I just look at Lawrence Rockefeller, who was into all this New Age and UFO stuff before he died. I think he's an example of another example of this useful Tom Cruise type figure that is doling out his money to whatever New Age guru seduces him into it.
Right.
I think Clinton is also a hippie, and she's the same thing, not realistic in her thinking at all, and seduced by her emotion. You see, the thing I've been saying about Clinton is an emotional person. She's always raging at her staff. She's always having fits. She's always having breakdowns. She's an emotional person. She's not a calculating person. So
no, you can see that. In fact, that's one of the problems. That her only way of doing this election is to show rage at Donald Trump about all these things.
And her whole campaign is based on manipulating emotions as well. It's all just based on this person.
Right. Not dealing with substance of hate.
This person's not.
Or even reflecting on her previous bad judgment in Libya and the Middle East, etc. She doesn't reflect
she doesn't
or try to... She doesn't,
no,
there's no responsibility or even a learning process going on.
You know why? It's because she just blames it all on Putin. It's as simple as that. She thinks that the big, bad, macho, patriarch Putin is behind it all. The danger here is that we're actually getting someone this childish, who's still like a 16-year-old in 1968 or whatever, being elected president, all right? We're basically electing a 16-year-old flower child as president who's never grown up at all. And we think that it's some kind of great progress for women. because somebody this immature is going to enter the Oval Office. In my opinion, if you absolutely have to vote for the first woman president, Jill Stein is a better option than Hillary Clinton.
Well, she's more logical.
She's more rational and more realistic. And also, she doesn't want to, like, kill Julian Assange. You know, she's for journalism.
Yeah.
So I would support her over supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the problem is...
Not all women. I'm not saying all women are like this. It just happens. Yeah. It just so happens that women and feminine people like Lindsey Graham are prone to this kind of irrational, emotionalistic thinking. And unfortunately, evil people, cynical people, take advantage of it. You see? So...
Which fits the ancient mythology you referred to?
Right? Yes, Persephone and Hades, right? Persephone symbolizes naivety. Hades symbolizes evil. So here you have the god of the underworld seducing or carrying off or in some sense raping, i.e. kidnapping the daughter of spring.
So it's not, if you have a different perspective of the Whore of Babylon, she still fits that as almost like a naive person bringing naive to the office of the presidency and not really finding solutions because it's all based on ideologue and emotion.
Understand, what is a hippie really but a whore, basically? Somebody who's sexually promiscuous and somebody who's open to everyone, right? A borderless person, somebody for whom there's no loyalties, there's just love, right? That's a whore. The Whore of Babylon is not an evil figure per se, it's a stupid figure. It's a naive figure and an emotionalistic figure.
Right.
The Whore of Babylon is someone like Clinton, a flower child, a promiscuous, childish.
Well, by the way, this is what Saul Alinsky predicted she would be to introduce this whoredom to America, this naivety. And Saul, in this book, Rules for Radical, he's a whole approach to the idea of Lucifer, who is more in line with what you're saying, which is a form of naivety manipulated by a type of evil that takes this naivety and manipulates it.
Yes, exactly. That's what Satan always does. He takes naive people who are goody-two-shoes and think they're doing the right thing, but aren't following a real, like, solid and rational system of morality. They're just following their emotion. That's what a lot of our modern pseudo-morality is about. All of this compassion for immigrants, all of this open borders, all of this feminism is not real morality. It's just emotionalism and whoredom, because literally we are mixing ourselves with all these other countries without loyalty, which is the same thing as whoredom, really, on a symbolic level. Now,
well, that's interesting. That's quite true, isn't it? By saying open borders, that's really
open borders is the exact same thing as open relationship. You see,
but like the open marriage that Bell and Hillary have.
Yes, exactly. That's same kind of nonsense that a lot of these feminists are for, which demonstrates how stupid they are. They don't understand the basic laws of nature. But that's the thing is that that's the feminine aspect of this. That's not so much the evil itself as what lets the evil in.
Yeah. She introduces the nation to naive viewpoints that can bring war, economic chaos.
Like Miracle. Just look at Miracle. Miracle is a perfect example right there. She let in ISIS into Europe. She let ISIS into Germany. And that's literally Satan incarnate, ISIS, being led into the country by a goody-two-shoes, know-it-all, childish woman.
Right.
Exactly the Whore of Babylon. Same thing that we have happening here with Clinton. She's similarly very easy to manipulate, very unrealistic, and has already shown her, quote-unquote, sympathy for Muslims, which I think extends to, the evidence is right there. She did business with Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Moroccan government accepted $12 million from them, had arms shipped to Qatar to later be shipped to Rebel by ISIS. I mean, she's stupid enough, she's literally been directly helping ISIS, and she doesn't even realize it. Same thing with John McCain. Like, there's an interview with him where he gets angry about being accused of helping ISIS. When he did help ISIS, he's just too dumb to even see that he helped ISIS.
Yeah, he doesn't even call the right proper. He actually posed with the guys in a town near Amman, Jordan, being trained with GS4 and Israeli Mossad.
Yes, yes.
And he posed with them in 2011, and this idiot doesn't even connect
McCain,
the dots, does he?
If you look at McCain, the guy is an emotionalist, just like Clinton. He's a stupid person, he's naive, and he doesn't even know what he's done himself. He doesn't even know. He's just in la-la land. He doesn't even realize that they've helped ISIS with their bad strategy. So, here we have these people like Graham and McCain and Clinton. And you got Tim Kaine as well. I mean, the guy, he also has that kind of gay thing going on, doesn't he? So he's probably also got this feminine, naive mentality. You know, like I said, it's not all women that are like this, but it is certainly a feminine mentality. At least.
Yeah, we see it there. I've changed his name, by the way, after I saw how hyper he was debating Mike Pence. So his new name is now Tim Cocaine.
And okay. I think the reason why is simply because women are more emotional, right? Women are feminine people in general and more emotional. And so if they have this kind of false thinking, it can get really out of control. So you have, like, Lindsey Graham, same thing, you know, emotionalist. Hillary Clinton, emotionalist. John McCain, emotionalist. They don't have the hardness of mind to just think about what things really are objectively.
Which is why, pathologically subjective. This is why men are naturally leaders, women are naturally managers, right?
Yeah, naturally in an authoritarian position is better to have a man because they're more objective.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
In the strain of this naivety, we have now FBI says it's reviewing more emails. Dan, our board op, actually knows this, that HuffPost has this, to Hillary Clinton investigation. And I'll just go down to the most important part. In the FBI announced on Friday that it's reviewing more emails related to Hillary Clinton's handling of the sensitive government information. In a letter to members of Congress, FBI Director James Comey said the FBI, in connection to an unrelated case, I learned of email that appeared to be pertinent to the investigation. Comey said the FBI cannot yet access whether the material may be significant. He cannot predict how long it will take to complete the additional work. Now, but further down it says, in July, Comey announced the FBI would not recommend criminal charges against the former Secretary of State, but called the handling of sensitive information extremely careless. Matthew Miller, a former spokesman for the Department of Justice, said Comey's Friday disclosure was inappropriate, but detractors have accused Comey of declining to recommend charges to protect Clinton, claiming that Comey has vehemently denied. Most prominent among those has been GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump, who has accused Clinton of corruption and is sure to seize on Friday's announcement to argue that she is untrustworthy and cannot serve as president. On Friday, Trump's campaign manager tweeted that she was pleased with the announcement. Clinton exclusively used a private email account that is hosted on a private server while she served as Secretary of State. Her decision to communicate, by the way, this is primarily to shield the Clinton Foundation is what was really going on there. But the fact that this is coming out now, and apparently it's not only in Huffington Post, but it's in Fox News, this is going to blow up, and it must be something pretty hot if Comey's now kind of changing direction and opening up this connected email and saying there's something that is going to reopen the whole investigation. So, FBI Director Comey, in a letter to a member of Congress, says FBI is investigating additional emails in Clinton private server case, and that was literally this morning at 10:04 a.m. Eastern Time. So, this is I would say there's been a number of this is the 21st email dump from WikiLeaks, but this is separate that the FBI got, and this is the real. Besides the Obamacare blowing up, this is the real October surprise.
Well, there you go. Hillary Clinton is continuing to be proven to be an incompetent and a foolish person who underestimates the danger of her little lackadaisical action.
Even her daughter was concerned about the foundation and its appearance. Even, Chelsea Clinton. It's mind-boggling.
Do we have time in the next segment for you to talk for another 10 minutes or so?
We're going to be getting into our other show at the end, but I guess we can keep you over for a few minutes.
Yeah. I think we have to discuss also the stuff that I researched in terms of symbolism going on here. Right.
The symbolism. You've got a few minutes left. Go ahead, 1 or 2 minutes, and then we'll get a break. We'll get a break for a couple of minutes.
Well, what I was discussing there, the Hades and Persephone phenomenon, the flower children and the devil coming up out of hell or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That we can discuss it in the next segment here.
Yeah, we get a couple of minutes break, and we start right at the top of the hour, so don't wander too far. Ann will be on, and we'll probably just take 5 minutes or so to expand on this, because we've got to cover a lot of science. We should do a video afterward, Matt, and expand on this. Let's do either a live stream video or one of our video captures and post it up on today's show after the program today. That'll be after 1 o'clock, a couple minutes break, and then we'll do a video. How's that?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.